This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Nikolai Mew, he has been found guilty in the Apple River stabbing. Not of intentional homicide, though, but involuntary homicide. There's a big difference there. Lesser charges, technically, because intentional would mean he was sitting at the side of the river going, I'm going to go kill some kids. Clearly not what happened. But in the heat of that moment, did he make the right decision to pull out that knife, which ultimately led to the death of one individual and injuring four others? Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. At the end of the day, this was an interesting one. We had lies coming from both sides of this, which kind of tainted it a little bit for who are you going to believe? But at the end, we also had a video that clearly showed what happened. So people can say what they want, claim what they want, reinvent or have memories that are false, but the video did not lie. What was your thought on the verdict, first of all? Then we'll kind of work backwards and talk more about that video and how we got to that place.
Well, I actually believe the verdict was just, we have to remember we're in Wisconsin. We're not in Florida. We're not in Texas. Mm-hmm. We're in a state where there is a duty to retreat, in a sense.
Yeah.
In other words, under those laws, there's no duty to retreat in Texas and Florida and other states.
Not a standard ground state. That, yep.
Yeah. I think that's something to consider in all of this. Secondarily, to me, the problem was his actions after he supposedly, you know, defended himself. He ditched the knife. He wasn't honest with investigators. And he rendered no aid. Now, in the self-defense cases that I've been involved in, the individual may shoot the person, may knife the person, but they help the person afterwards. That was not what you saw here. I understand there's all sorts of different circumstances, but in my opinion, it was his actions after that led to this verdict.
But how would he have helped the people afterwards? They had been attacking him, a giant mob of fit young adults against a 57-year-old man who had quadruple bypass surgery not that far back. After he got out of that moment and everybody ran away from him, I don't know a scenario where he's going to go back to them and help, especially if he just stabbed them and you have all these people. I don't know that it would have ended very well for Nikolai had he gone back to the group to try and help.
Well, I definitely need to dial this in, what I mean by render aid or help. You got to call 911.
Okay.
You got to do something.
Sure. Okay.
You've got to tell people you got to do something.
Yeah.
You get out of the situation and you immediately try to dispatch rescuers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely he shouldn't have been going anywhere near them for mouth to mouth, but somehow rendering aid on their behalf.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't very specific. Sorry, Tony.
Sure. No, that makes more sense. In that sort of scenario. But you look at the video, you watch it, this was and the actions after, let's talk about that for a second, where he didn't render aid. He did throw the knife, and then he had a story for the investigators about the knife that was not exactly true. Was this a guy that was in shock, though? Was he, I mean, in some sort of a traumatic state, and he doesn't know what to do at that moment in time? He's thinking about, oh my God, my life could now be over because of just this weird incident in the river where I was trying to find a phone and then I was attacked by all of these people and I defended myself. Now, obviously, I don't think he was sitting there with intention, I want to kill these kids, but anytime you pull a knife out and start gashing it at people, you got to consider death as a real possibility there. But could that have been handled differently? Because I don't know that walking away was the correct answer either, because they kept coming at him as well and pushing him down, holding him down. I really think he was in fear for his life.
I think there was a definite point that he was in fear of his life. And no doubt. Any other day on that river, there's no way he, or in his life, right? He's not going to hurt somebody.
No.
But in But what happened was it just spun out of control, I think, and crossed the line between self-defense and then him inflicting injury. And when he ditched the knife, and I get your point of view that, look, who would ever know what they're going to do under these circumstances? Plus, he was under the influence. And my question would be, why, other than having consciousness of guilt that you had done something wrong, would you ditch that knife and would you lie? You know, he's not a 17-year-old kid. He's a man who's been through life and really does know better. And at the point that he was interrogated, I think lying was not, to me, that's just my opinion. That's what changed my view.
So had he not lied about this, had he been more straightforward, would that have changed the outcome of this? Had he called 911, would that change the outcome? Is it what he did after the fact that ends up making this a totally different way of looking at the case?
Yes, for me it does, and I hope that some of these jurors come forward. But I think if he wouldn't have ditched the knife, if he would have been completely forthcoming and just said kind of what he said on the stand, you know, I was in fear for my life, you know, and explained the whole situation. And the first thing I did was, when I had the opportunity to have a phone, I yelled at people to get help as I was, you know, leaving the situation. I think we would have never gotten this verdict. I think that was the linchpin.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.